St. Joseph County crews were out in the morning clearing trees out of the road so utility trucks could come in and fix six electric poles down by the storm. The worst of the damage was to growing Kids Learning Center on Ireland Road. The roof and a track through its east side are practically gone. Debris from the building and playground is scattered everywhere. Marissa didn't want her last name used. She lives behind the daycare and says she works there.
I went down and I saw it and I'm like, oh no. It went right straight through to where we take the kids to the safe spot during the tornadoes.
Mike Garitone is the owner of Growing Kids. He says they've been beefing up their emergency preparedness plan recently. All parents and staff will have known what happened right away. He says they're not sure at this point whether they will rebuild or tear it down and build a new facility.
It definitely needs more than a coat of paint and some new carpet.
People in the area had little warning that the storm would be bad. Petra Reinell lives close to the daycare. She brought her granddaughter out in the morning to see the damage. She says they didn't know what was happening until after it happened.
And all of a sudden the lights went out. But after the lights went out, that's when the tornado siren came on. So it must have hit already, you know.
David Davenport lives behind Growing Kids. He had some major tree damage in his yard. He says he didn't know either.
I was watching television, watching a high wire act on television, and the sirens went off. No news came on about it, you know, telling us at least it's a warning or whatever. So I walked to the back door and I says, here it comes. We took off for the basement.
Dan Herman lives behind Growing Kids too. He had several trees ripped out in his yard.
We planted that oak tree with the kids. And now it's gone. It's just, there's several of them we planted with the kids down the hill, and they're all gone.
After the daycare, the tornado moved north, cutting a path through the trees to the west of Irish Hills apartment complex. There's a lot of tree damage, some roof, siding, and window damage, and a few cars with busted windshields. One of those cars belongs to Amanda Collins.
And my other van was sitting next to it, and this one had nothing. Thank God. My daughter and my husband were in the van when it came and it lifted them up. So maybe the tree falling on it was what saved them. It was terrifying.
Teresa Newbill Brown lives in Irish Hills. She didn't have any damage to her apartment, but...
Now we got all these trees and everybody's in a bad shape. No power, no nothing. And I have never seen nothing like that in my 59 years.
From Irish Hills, the tornado moved north to St. Paul's Senior Living Facility. The campus had lots of downed trees and is running on generators. There was no structural damage, though one window was broken by a tree branch. The National Weather Service classified the tornado as an EF2, with winds up to 125 miles an hour. Its path was 2 miles long and 200 yards wide. What's left now for those in the area is cleanup. I'm Jennifer Weingart in South Bend.